we have in this week's fire show, here we go. You should be able to open that. You can see it. Our Asher Eliyakim is Dibya Torah Hazois. Curses is the one who will not uphold the words of the Torah. Laz Hazois and perform them in Markolam Amen. And everyone will say Amen. Okay? So we have a Ramban. Ramban says, V'amr al derech ha-gado, ze ha-chazim, she'enem mekim sifrei ta-toyre la-hamidon ketiknon shlo yiplu. It's going on the chazin who does not stand the sifrei Torah up properly in order that they not fall. Leader up, and to me it's Dean, who's going to mute everyone because we have a lot of background noise coming through. So if someone has a question, you could unmute yourself. The leader al chazin she'enem mekim sifrei Torah al-atzibur, le-harets p'nekis sivosi la-koil. It's going on a chazan who does not hold up the Sefer Torah over the tzibur, lahares p'nekis ivasai, to show the writing of the Sefer Torah lakol to everyone, k'moshim mefurish, m'sech t'soifim sh'magbiyan oisai, that you hold it up, umare p'nei kisivasai, la'am ha'imdim liminai, u'lismoiloi, and he shows the face of the writing to the people who are standing to his right and his left, u'machzir levonav u'la'acharav, and he turns it front and back, it's a mitzvah, excuse me, for all the men and women to see the kasev, to bow down, to say, this is the Torah that Moshe placed, and this is Talk of the Minute. Okay? So that is the Ramban. So we are going to try to focus on Hagbah over here, and see some of the basics and some of the shilas. We have a Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah says, "Omer Reb Shvatim, Reb Yechanan, Asara Shakaru B'Torah." 10 people who read in the Torah. Hagolos Shavahem, Goyelos Sefer Torah. The Gadol among them, he rolls the Sefer Torah. Hagoyeloi Noitel Schar Kula, and the one who rolls it gets the reward of all of them. And Omer Reb Yeshua Ben Levi. Reb Yeshua Ben Levi said, "Asara Shakaru B'Torah, Hagoyelos Sefer Torah, Kibol Schar Kula." 10 people who read in the Sefer Torah. Now that number 10 is strange. We'll see more about that later. B'chayra, you have at most 7. B'chayra, we're not talking about where you had a simcha and you added lots of extra aliyahs. The one who rolls it gets the schar of all of those who got aliyahs. Schar kulam talgadetach, he takes the schar of all of them. Elim akibol schar kineged kulam. He gets the schar kineged equal to the schar of all those who were part of it. So, Taisus says, Gadol Shabakul and Goyal, what does it mean the greatest among them rolls? The Vishu Kivaida, that's proper coverage for the Gadol to roll it. The Gamma Vishu Gadol Shabakulon, Kedai little Schar connected Kulon, and also because he's the greatest among them, so it is fitting that he should take Schar connected all of them, Kedama Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yeshua says. Okay? That is Taisus explaining why the Gadol should get it. But what does it mean, 10 people? So the Ran comes along, and the Ran says, Asar Shakar B'Torah, Gadol Shabakul and Goyal Zavitariah, Aval Bishayin Tzrichin Likrois Ela Zayin. Even though it's only necessary for 7 to read, Kivin Shayin Karim B'Torah B'Ochas Me'Asara, because you cannot have Kriyas Torah with less than a minion, not at Asara, it says 10. So the Ran understands that it means that you have a minion. And in Ogarami, L'Chaira, it could mean you have 20 or 30. But it means you have at least a minion who are doing Kriyas HaTorah. That's the minimum amount. There are those who say that from this Lashon of 10 is Mashma, that the greatest among the entire minion does Galila, even though he was not part of Kriyas HaTorah. Because it's proper to give Kavod to the greatest among them to take the Schar Keneged Kulam. So the Ran is understanding that when we talk about the Gadol getting Glila, the Ran seems to initially understand it means that you have 10 people who are involved in Kriyas HaTorah. The Gadol among those who were part of the actual Kriyas HaTorah, who got the Aliyahs, gets Glila. And he says a second shot, that from the fact that the Braisa, the Gemara, says 10, okay, so that indicates that anyone from the Minyan, the greatest among those in the Minyan gets it, not necessarily the greatest among those who got the Aliyahs. Okay, that is the Ran. So the Ran presents two possibilities. Either it's the greatest among those who got the Aliyahs, or it's the greatest from the whole minion. The Meiri says, Gadol Shabakul and HaKoyrin, Hu Noichel Kavod HaGlila. the greatest among those who read, he gets the honor of Gelila. So the Meiri clearly learns it means among those who read from the Torah. Okay? Those who got the Aliyas. The Shulta Kibayrim on the Ran and the Rif says, Yuches Ba'aluva Itziu Sefer Torah, Likreis Godol Shebekulon Goylol Sefer Torah, Shea Goylol Sefer Torah, Noitel Schak Negan Kulam. The one who rolls the Sefer Torah takes Schak Negan all of them, Vahu Hamamtzi Akriyos, and Shetzarech Likreis Bohem. Who's the one who's rolling it? He is the one who makes it available, the reading that they're supposed to be reading it. And some say it's the one rolling it to wrap it in the cover. It's very interesting over here. The Shulta Kibayrim is saying that the one who rolls it is not the one that we would call necessarily the one who rolls it at the end, but rather it's the one who rolls to the right place to find the proper place for laning. He's the one who's rolling it. We'll see as we move along what exactly this means. And then he says the second shot is the one who rolls it to wrap it up, which is what we're more familiar with, wrapping it up after it's all done. More about that as we move along. Comes along the Torah, and the Torah says like this. Amar Rabbi Shafati Amar Bechan and Asara Shakara B'Tayra Kadol Shabakulam Gailul Damar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Asara Shakara B'Tayra HaGailul Noitel Shachar Kenegat Kulam. The greatest among them takes Shachar Kenegat all of them. V'regilim Ba'ashkenaz L'knoisa B'damim Yekarim V'chaviv HaMitzvah. And the custom in Ashkenaz is to purchase this honor for a lot of money in order to show love for the mitzvah. It means the greatest in the shul, not among the ten. No, it means specifically ten. What does it mean? Shiva shakar b'Torah, the seven who read in the Torah, umetargim, the one who is translating. They used to have a meturgimin, someone who would actively translate pasuk by pasuk, umaftir, and the one who gets maftir, ushliach tzibur, and the shliach tzibur, who is apparently part of the kriyas hazara process as well. So the second shot over here of the Baal Ittur is that in fact 10 means 10 people who were part of the kriyas hazara, as opposed to the first shot that it means anyone in the shul. So now we have three pshatim and what 10 means. Either it means you have at least a minion, and it means anyone from the shul, or it means 10 people who are davening there, but you only take from those who are laning, or it means that you have 10 people who are actually part of Kriyas HaTorah, and of those 10, you have you take from one of those, because besides the seven aliyahs, you have Maftir, you have the Metargim, and you have the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, so those are the different pshat that we have so far in understanding this Gemara. Comes along the Beis Yosef, and he says like this. Left-hand corner, Amar Rabbi Shafati, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Asura Shakar B'Toyra, Ah, not Neidl Shachar Kulam. Shom, because of Aran, the Aran writes, Aval Pisha in Kair B'Toyra, Ela Shiva, even though only seven people read in the Torah, Kivin Shein Kair B'Toyra B'Pachas Me'asara, even though, since you only have reading it there less than 10. Nokar Asara, it says 10. That's the Ran that we saw. V'yeshemi shekosav demihama ashma shagodol shebasara goylel afa vishlekar dechalken kavir legodolito tzchakin den kulam adkan. That's the Ran that we saw. V'nira says the Beis Yosef shel divrei apirush hasheni shekosav rabbeinu b'shemo itter, the second shot that the Torah said in the name of the itter godol shebikayrim kamar bedavka. It's specifically the greatest among those who were part of the Kriyas HaTorah. And when it says 10, it means the 10 were part of Kriyas HaTorah, you choose from them. So here we have a machlaikis, again, the same machlaikis, about whether, when it says that you take from the gadol, does it mean from the gadol of those who were part of Kriyas HaTorah, or from the whole shul? Okay, and even if you say it means from those of Kriyas HaTorah, does it mean from the seven aliyas, or does it mean from the 10 people, the seven plus the three, who were part of Kriyas HaTorah? Okay, we're still not done. Let's see first the Prisha on the left-hand side. Says the Prisha, Ikeman domar asara lav davka, v'ho domar asara, this that we said 10, mishun v'pachas mesara asra likrois b'tayra, ken kasa b'seiz v'shem arat. Kasa v'oid v'yesh misha kasa d'miha ma'ashma sh'agadol sh'v'asara, pirish zeh asara nami lav davka, that he rolls it even he did not read the Cholkin Kavod Legadol Litol Schar Neged Kulam. That is the base Yosef. Pirish Lutperusha says the Pirish. What does the base Yosef mean? Lav Bekoyrim Dahainu Achesim Amaftir. Not those who read, meaning the eight, including the Maftir. Those 10 who are specific to the Kriyas Atayra, the Evsher Shahaya Sidram, Shahayu Koyan al Sidr Asara Bishabiz Zu, Vasara Bishabiz Acheres. That's the priest, a very interesting thing. It's possible that every week they had a group of 10, a specific group of 10, who were part of the Kriyas Atayra. On one Shabbos they had group A, on the next Shabbos group B. If not, then what's the reason that they're honoring the greatest one among this group of 10, and not the greatest in the whole shul? So the priest is asking a question over here. The priest is bothered. He wants to know, if you're only giving glila to one of the people among those who are part of Kriya Satira, why is that so? Why can't you give it to anyone? So he says that we have to conclude that they used to have some sort of minig, maybe that they had they had a specific groupings of 10 people every week, and they would go on a rotation. Every week you had a different group of 10 people who would be part of Kriyas HaTorah, and consequently everyone would get a chance. And so each group, they would take the greatest among that group to do Glila, because it was their turn for the rotation, kind of like a mishmar of sorts in the Beis HaMikdash. But otherwise, he says, if just a random group of 10 every week, so then why can't anyone from the whole shul get Glila? Now, of course, the Pashup Shot is not like the Prisha said. The Pashup Shot is that whoever happened to be called up, they called the greatest among those 10 to do Galila. And the question that Prisha is saying is, if that's the Pshat, then why do you have to take from that group of 10? We'll try to address that question as we move along.
Arthur.
Yeah.
You are a little bit misguided. You are referring here to Ashkenazi Galila. This whole Makairis that you are bringing is talking about the Sephardi Galila, which is completely different, which is done before laning, where the Balkoire and the Godel, the guy that picks it up, opens it, kisses it with the tichel, and puts it back. That's okay. The real Galila.
Okay. Doing. So if you hang on a little bit, we will get into that discussion. Daigenish.
I mean, you even brought one of the Makoires. I can't see it here because you went down on the page. What he was talking about, Shigoyel Eloi was saying of a mispachas, correct? That was the previous one.
Yeah, yes, absolutely,
that
correct.
That is the real Galila. There was Jewish life before the yeshiva in Lakewood was created. It used to be called the Fardi Jewish life.
Boy, you would have everyone believe that you know, Lakewood started out.
Yeah, that's the makor, right on top of the page, yes.
You would have everyone believe that Lakewood started Ashkenazic Jewry.
They claim they did. Okay, anyway.
Really, the real MS is, one second, please.
Yeah. I didn't know if you're familiar with Sephardi Galila, if you've ever seen it.
Yeah, no, the real MS is that actually Ashkenazic Jewry really started in Idos, in Denver, Colorado.
Correct.
That's it. Okay.
It would be thriving to rise to our level. It says, Libi v'Mizrach.
That's right.
You're in the west, but your heart is in the east. Anyway.
All right. I didn't know this is a revelation that Libi B'Mizrach means New Jersey.
No.
It
means East Denver. East.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay. All right. Says the Bach, but we will get into a conversation about the Sephardi Shemitic versus the Ashkenazi Shemitic. Says the Bach, Asar Shakara B'Tayras, B'Tayra Godol Shabakum, Gaelo Domer Rabbi Shum Levi, Kachi Girs Sarif, Lefiza Hochi Kama, according to this, is what it's saying, the Kimisha Gaelo Noitel Schar Kenegit Kulam, Lefichach, therefore, Royu Lefik Voidish and Godol Gaelo, the Chalkin cover the Godol, Desh Yitel Schar Harbe, Behen Kos of Iran, and for, I think, a fifth time, that is what the Ran says, at least a fourth time. The Chenir Medivya Taismith, that we spoke before, Upirish Gaelo the Kaomar Hocha, what does it mean? He's rolling calls of Ashulti Agibayrim, Hashem Rabbeinu Yeshaya Achroin, who are Goylol Sefer Torah, Koydim Shiaschilu Likrois, the one who rolls the Sefer Torah before they start to read. And they put it in the right place where they're supposed to read. The imkain who amamtzi akriya is licorice, but he's the one who makes available the proper reading to read from it. The kachsari gadol, that's why his char is great, because he's the one who is enabling the kriya to take place by rolling it to the right place. V'yesh b'farshim, hu agoylo oisil acha shikar b'gadei l'karcha b'mitbachas adkan l'shoyne. U'pirish yesh b'farshim, hu anira midivir rabbeinu u'bala iter. And the pirish of the yesh b'farshim, that it's the one who rolled it after they finish rolling it. That is the pshat that seems proper from the words of Rabbeinu and the Baal Iter Shehevi V'chein Nira V'divrei Kol HaPoiskim of Oide Shloimar T'Hochi Komar. We can say another pshat is what it's saying. The Kivin Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi T'Hagoy L'Noidl Schar K'Neged Kulam Baal Karchov T'Taimoy Mishum B'Tzorech L'Zoer B'Dinei Glila. What's the reason? Because he has to be careful with the rules of Glila L'Hamid Al Atfar to make sure that it's adjusted properly on the stitching. You're supposed to have the stitching in the middle. V'ligo mibachutz, we'll see a little bit later. You have to roll it from the outside to lahotka mibivnim and to attach it from the inside. We'll see soon what that means. Uliglo mitpachas, savish sefer Torah, and to roll the cover, and to roll the cover around the sefer Torah v'loy ipcha, and not to roll the sefer into the cover. I want to point out that when it talks over here about rolling the cover, apparently they did not have covers like we have. It was like a drop-down case. But rather, they had more of like a garment that they wrapped around it. Before we even get into the belt and the wimples and all that, just the covering itself was something that they would actually wrap around, not that was placed over it. Okay? Kemesh Yisbar Shemin in Israel calls that, if he's not careful about all this, Oven Gadol Yesh Biyadoi, it's a big avera. Because he has to be careful about all this, he gets char because he has to keep track of all these halachas and do the job well. Excuse me. It emerges from this. The gadol should do it because the gadol is going to be the one who will be careful. And he will do the glila properly with all its laws. Aval v'girsas asfarim should be a deinu mashma the mili katani, then it's different in yonim. But like tali chalda beidich, one is not tailing the other. The halachi garsinon, here's the girsa asara shakara b'toyro hagadol shebehem goylol sefer Torah. The greatest role to sefer Torah, and then nu alachov hagoyloi noitel zchar kulon. So according to my pshat says the Bach, one is tailing the other. The gadol should do it because the gadol gets all the schar. And the gadol will know what he's doing. According to the other girsa, it's two different halachas. Number one is that 10 people who read in the Torah, the gadol gets galila. Halacha number two, by the way, one who gets galila gets all the schar, and that will not line up, says the Bach, with what I just told you, that it's a reason for it. Okay? There's a reason, she ha-goylo, not the schar kulon, the reason why the gadol does it is because the one who rolls it gets the schar, and the gadol should get all the schar. Furthermore, the gadol will know what he's doing to do it properly, and that is why he deserves the reward in the first place, because you're doing it properly with all the halachas. Now, what about taka, how it's done properly? So let's see quickly the Masechta Seferim that was mentioned earlier in the Ramban. Okay, and here we'll see sources for some of the minhagim that we have for Kriyas HaTorah. The Oitzar Chlemer al HaKol Yisgadol Yishtabach Yisbar Yisremer Yisnasev Yisalev Yishadev Yiskalis We have a very similar nusach that we say on Shabbos. So we have a similar nusach, not exactly the same, but there's a similar nusach that we say on Shabbos and parts of it during the week. Okay, on Shabbos we say V'yazer V'yogin. During the week we say V'segola V'seroya. But we do have a similar nusach. Okay, now halach yigimel, very important. V'achar kach, and after you say this, Magbiya satoira, V'oimer echer alakeinu godol adonim kodesh v'nei reshmai, lo'olam v'a'lo'olam v'oed, v'maslo v'ne'ima v'oimer Hashem v'olakim, Hashem shemoi v'acham o'ni noisim v'chayzer v'koyf v'loi v'oni noisim v'amayim. So this yud gimel indicates, as Rabbi Yossi said earlier, that they immediately do some sort of hagba before even kriyas hatayra. Okay, now halacha yudalit miyad goyel sefer Torah al shloisha dapin. They roll it up to three pages. Umagbiya yomar penekis yivase la'am ha'aimdim limino l'svoylei. Umachzir levana v'la'achirov shemitzul chol anosh washem liris haksav l'chrem loymar v'zoyz hatayra. V'zoyz hatayra. Israel, he then, this is not so clear what this means exactly, he then returns the Torah to cover the heads of those who are reading it. And that nun over there, the pirish in the bottom, he explains that lakasis does not mean to cover, it actually means to the numbers. Like the lashon you find by Karim Pesach, the michsaf nefashis, by the number of the soul. So lechazes Rosh Akru means he is chayzer the Torah to the numbers of the heads of those who are part of the kriya. I think meaning to make sure there's indeed enough people over here. And kavod liyos haTorah yechida, it's not kavod for the Torah to be alone. Uchayitzibay enoy min amuvchar shiyamer lechaz yechid lefnateva el shiyamdu imoy echel leminu vechel esmoiloi kineged. Avos. Very interesting. He says you have three people connected to Avos. Okay? In Halach it says the reason why you have one on the right and one on the left is similar to, I believe, Shas Matan Torah. In any event, Kach Hoyu Nekiyei Hadas, Shebi Yerushalayim, Oysin, Kishayim Maitinyas HaTorah, it's a little bit cut off over here, Hoyu Holchen Acharea, Machzirin, Hoyu Holchen Acharea, Ibnei Kevayda, that they would walk after it when they returned it. So here we have Halach Yud Gimel, which is in parentheses, seems to be a repeat or a prepeat of Halacha Yudalid that they would pick it up and they would show it to everyone. Okay, and it's not so clear over here, actually. It sounds like that they do this immediately after they bring the Sefer Torah out. They say these tefillos, Halakol, Yizgadol, Vishtabach, and so on, and then afterwards they pick it up. Which brings us, this discussion, brings us to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, like this, Mara Penexiva Sefer Torah La'am Ha'imdim Limina L'Smaylai. We show the face of the writing of the Sefer Torah to the people who are standing to the right and the left. Umachzira Lefanav Alacharov, and we turn it front and back. Shem Mitzvah Al Kol Anoshim V'Noshim. It's a mitzvah on all the men and women. Lira Isaksav to see the writing. V'Lachroya and to bow down. V'Loimar and to say V'Zayis HaTorah. Torah Zeshem Tamimah V'Goimer. Okay, that is the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber over here in Kuf Lamed Daled is at the point before Kriyas HaTorah actually took place. As Rabbi Yossi pointed out, this is the Mechaber, that's the meaning of the Sfardim, says the Ramah HaGov Nagu Lazaskin Achar Shekaru B'Torah. The meaning is to do it after they read from the Torah. Rabbi Yossi, just to point out, the Ramah lived in Krakow about 500 years ago. Aval Kishem Maitzian Oisai Oimer HaShat, but when they bring it out, the Shat says, "Gadlu v'hakol imrim roinimu avarachim huirachim amamusim," which is what we do taco. V'yesh imrim loymar al hakol yizgadal. Some say al hakol yizgadal, which we say on Shabbos. V'chein noigim biyom tov Shabbos. V'yesh lahachzik atayra biyamin. V'kishayli harishon likrais imrim baruch shnotan tayra. Okay, this is all the minhagim that we have. But here we have a machloikis, the mechaber and the Ramah, about whether you do Hagba before Kriyas HaTorah or after Kriyas HaTorah.
Well, think logically for a minute.
I try to never do that. Please, yes. Don't impose on me.
According to the Sfardim, you open the Sefer Torah, you show it to the people in the shul, they see the Ksav, and then they say, "V'zoyis HaTorah, this is the Torah," because they see the Ksav. According to Ashkenazim, you take out the mantle that you spend $5,000 on, the Zeicher Nishmas Shon, so what do you see? That should say, V'zois ha-mantla, asher natan lanu ha-nabi
v'yadua. One second. I don't
see the mantle.
Okay, one second. I'm not sure what you're saying, besides clearly having a problem with Ashkenazi mantles.
I have a big problem. The real minhag should be to open the Torah like the Sephardim, like the Shulchan Aruch says. If you say V'zois ha-Torah, you have to see the Ksav of the Torah.
I don't understand, but the Ashkenazim do that, just they wait till after Kriyas HaTorah.
Then why do they say V'zois ha-Torah before the Leilu?
They don't. I don't understand what you're saying. We don't say Vedayas HaTorah before, we say it afterwards.
The Aruch says to say it.
No, 1 second. The Rambam does not say Vedayas HaTorah. The Rambam says that they say, when they take it out, they say, the Shatz is Gadlu, right? We say, L'chashim Agdula Roim Vashim L'kenu, Avarachimim. On Shabbos, we say, Ala Kol is Gadal, like we saw in the Seferim. And you take it in the right hand. And so the Rambam is telling you what you do at the beginning. Your mother does not say that you say Vizayis there at the beginning. We don't say Vizayis there at the beginning. We say Vizayis there at the end.
I understand all of that. But just thinking about it, what do you really see when they bring the Sefer Torah to the Bima? If you're done with an Ashkenazi shoe, you see the mantle.
What do you see when they bring the Sefer Torah up to the Bima in a Sephardi shoe? You see a big silver mantle.
They open it up, they show it to the whole Olam. You see the Ksav. You see the actual club.
Yeah, but you see that in Ashkenazi. Rabbi Yossi, I don't understand what your problem is. In Ashkenazi shul, you get that experience if you hang around till after Kriyas HaTorah.
I don't, because I go to the Kiddush club. I don't have time.
So you're going to see very soon that actually the reason why the Ashkenazi minhag is to do it afterwards is to make sure people stay till the end of Kriyas HaTorah. Because they said, people thought, I saw the Torah, now I could go home. So they dafka waited until afterwards that people shouldn't say, okay, Echob Gezen, the Ksav, Yetzkin Echahem game. If they're Sfaradim, they probably said it in Ladino. So the Ashkenazi Minig evolved into waiting until after Kriyas HaTorah that people shouldn't run out right away.
Okay.
We'll see that soon. So you're Mamish Mechavin. There you go. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Now, Kuf Mem Zayin is the halachis of after you're done with Kriyas HaTorah. Okay? We just read Kuf Lamed Aleph. Now we're moving to Kuf Mem Zayin. Gadol Shaba Oisim Shakara B'Torah Goyleloi Uregilim Leknoise B'Domim Yekarim B'Chavi HaMitzvah. That we saw read in the Ran. The Chaber says that the Gadol, among those who read in the Torah, he rolls it up and rogil to buy it for a lot of money, to show a chibur for the mitzvah. Continues the mechaber, ha'goyel sefer Torah goyel mibachutz, he rolls it from the outside, u'kishu mahadkoi, mahadkoi mibifnim, but when he attaches from the inside. Okay, now, says the Ramah, ha'go pirish kishu ha'sefer oimid lefonov, he aksav neged ponov. That means when the sefer is standing in front of him, the ksav should be opposite his face. V'yashil liglo mibachutz, he should start rolling from the outside. Let me just explain for a minute what this means. I did not include the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah explains exactly what is going on here. Okay? Let me just finish the next line. V'yachar shegomar ha'glilo yahadik soif ha'mitfachas b'fnim. After he finishes the whole glilo, he should attach the end of the cover on the inside. Shekishiyavi likreis by, when he comes the next time to read from it, yimtza ha'hotu ahiduk b'fnim, he'll find the point where it's attached on the inside. He will not have to flip it over to untie it. If the Ramah finishes, this is all true when one person is doing the whole Galilah. Our meaning is one person picks it up and another person is Galilah. It should be opposite the one picking it up. And here the Ramah says a very important point. And that's the Ikur, because the main Goylul is actually the one who's doing Hagba. And everyone is talking about Galila till now is referring to one person who both picked it up and rolled it up at the same time. But we don't do that anymore. So therefore, by us, the main thing is the one who's picking it up, because he's the one actually holding the Sefer Torah. Okay, which is a partial explanation of why Galila goes to the little schnooker kids. Here it says you give Galila to the Gadol, and we give it to a company. Teretz is that Hagba actually means, I'm sorry, Galila actually means Hagba. Now let me explain just quickly what the Ramah is saying over here, just so we understand. Okay? The term Galila over there, he's calling Galila, the Yasul Liglo Mibachutz, does not mean to roll the cloth together like the Galila does today. What he means is as follows. The Mishabur explains, we're talking about a person, you had one person picking it up and doing Galila simultaneously. Just hang on 1 second. Okay. What it what it actually means is that you, the person would roll the sefer together, and it says you should bring it together from the front, meaning when you're doing hagma, you're picking it up, the ksav should be facing towards you. But when you start to roll the covering, because again, as I mentioned before, the cover they had was not one that you dropped down from on top, but rather you had like a long piece of fabric that you wrapped around the Sefer Torah, you would begin to wrap it from the outside. The reason being, if you would begin to wrap it from the inside, there's a danger you're going to put pressure from the inside out and the Sefer Torah could fall down. So instead, you would wrap it from the outside towards you so that the Sefer would lean in towards you, the one who's holding it, and it wouldn't fall down. So that's what it means. You would start to wrap it from the outside to put the pressure. The main pressure would start from the outside, so it would lean forward towards you instead of wrapping it from the inside, that would push outwards, and chas v'shalom, from the pressure, it could fall down and he could lose his grip. And then it says that once he finishes wrapping it, he should attach the covering from the inside so that when you are ready to open up the Sefer Torah, you don't have to flip it over, which really we do today with the gartel. Whatever gartel you happen to use, if it's Velcro, if it's a clasp, if you use a good old wimple, but lamaisa, the attachment is made on the inside facing towards the one who's doing hagba, because when you open the Sefer Torah, you want to have that facing upwards so you don't have to turn over the Sefer Torah to undo it. Okay, that's just some technical details over there. Okay, now let's talk and see the Mishnah Berurah quickly, and then we'll get on to the next part of our discussion. It says Mishnah Berurah, Mare, Amechaber Kalsav, Din Zeh Koydim Elchus Kriyas HaTorah. As I pointed out before, the Mechaber writes this halacha before Kriyas HaTorah, Shekein Minig Asfardim, Reb Yossi, here you go, Lehagbiya Koydim HaKriya, Ve'ayin Lekamei Behagoshim Min Hogeinu, La'atsois HaHagbo, Achar HaKriya. Our Minig is to do the Hagba after the Kriya. HaMagbiya HaSefer Torah, Me'al HaTeva, the one who picks up the Sefer Torah from the table, L'Hareis La'am, to show to the people, Goylelah Ad Gimel Dapin, he rolls it open, three Amudim, which is, by the way, the Halacha. When you're doing Hagba, you're supposed to open up three columns. Umagbia, and he picks it up, the Efshu, the Dav Konok Ad Gimel, it's specifically three. I want to point out, you do have some people who, when they do Hagba, feel it's their duty to show everyone how strong they are, and they open the Torah, you know, from sea to shining sea, so that they show them, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula in one shot. Look how well I do Hagba. I'm showing you everything. It's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that is best avoided. You should open it specifically three amudim. Okay? V'nir li, the tolui l'fi koyach ha-magbiya, sh'yeh b'yichot l'agbiya k'shehi neglelis harbi. Mishnah Berurah says it depends on how much the one who's picking it up is able to do when it is rolled open a lot. So maybe this is a makar for those who think they're very strong, that they talk and want to show everyone, and they open it up, and they're showing you 20 amudim in one shot, because they've got a good arm span, wingspan, so they have to unroll it a lot. In any event, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah, Kasu Achrayim Kishimara Sefer Torah, La'am V'hu Aymed B'mizrach HaTeva. He's standing to the east of the Teva. Here at the Teva means Bima. Yakiv B'mizrach L'dorayim. He should turn it from the east towards the south. Fine, this is not our discussion now. This is the Rish Chodesh Hanukkah situation that people get confused after saying Hallel on Hanukkah, that they say, you only say Chatzi Kaddish, but on a day that is Musaf, you say Kaddish of Tiskabel. Shemitzvah, Vafilu Mas in Mitchila. Even if you are standing outside, you should dafka come in to see the Sefer Torah because of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. One should be able to see the letters during Hagba well that he could actually read them. Because in the Mikubalim write that a great light is brought upon the person when he sees the letters of the Sefer Torah. Okay, Gadol v'isav Gemara the Hagoylel who mashu mekaren hayoyim Hagba shnu mikra Hagoylel. That's what we call today Hagba. Noitel schar neged kulam ulkach kedai shagadol yiyeh mechuba b'mitzvah zukedeshi hu yikabel aschar Sheba Oysim Shakar among those who read Vish Poiskim Dan Godel Shema Beis Haknesses Gailo, Abba Vishnoi Karim Batayra, Bechain Pasik Hagra, Biburai, Bechain Pashin Aminik Yayoim, Shemechabs and Achami Shakar Batayra. We don't usually give Hagma to someone who had an Aliyah. On the contrary, we look for someone else.
Last time you saw the Shishiva,
do Hagma. Yeah. It's a good point. Almost never.
Get Shlishi or Shishi, correct?
Correct. Yes, it's a fair point. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense because if this is the most important thing, you would think that's what they would want to take.
Yeah, I'm masking.
It's like at weddings. They always give them they sometimes think to give the Rosh Yeshiva Bracha Chrisa, which doesn't weigh the same way as even reading a ksuba or some other things or an aid, which is more important.
It's important to
give Bracha Chrisa. Well, what?
Right. To be an aid, Kiddushim under the Chuppah is more important halachically
than Yeah.
Right, so I'm just saying it's funny that often you see them giving the bigger people the less important kavod.
Yeah.
And it's not out of tenua reasons.
Yeah. No chanami.
There's a practical reason. Most Rosh Yeshivas are elderly people. They don't have the physical strength. You can't have a Rosh Yeshiva 80 years old and Rabbi Kamenetsky lift up a Sefer Torah that weighs 50 pounds, you know?
80, try 90, I think 90.
But am I right? I mean, this is usually the story. The Rosh Yeshivas are old and frail, and they don't have
But you don't even see young Rosh Yeshiva getting it. It's an interesting point. You don't usually see it. Even, you know, a young Rosh Yeshiva is still, you know, b'chol teikvai, you don't really see it happening very often. It is a good point. I didn't look into it, but it is a good point. I don't know. Okay, moving along. I'm sorry, we just saw that. That today we're not careful. So there's your answer. Today, we are noyig to give the kavod even to regular people because of darchei shalom. Try that. Try, see if that one works.
Try it in real life.
Huh?
Try it in real life.
As I said, yeah, try it off for size. Maybe, yeah. You know, spend a few weeks impressing everyone the importance of Hagba and then try it, see if it works. Maybe we'll start a new movement. After the stop the talking movement, we'll start the Hagba movement.
Yes.
You know, make Hagba great again.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Why don't you go order some red hats and you know? Okay, umitzvas gelila av ki rabahi nagu lechabit av lektanim sheish b'hem das lehavchin inyan davar shabagusha b'chdei lechanucha b'mitzvas. And gelila itself, which is not the main thing the Gemara talks about, according to the Ramal, okay. But even though it's very important still, but lemaizah they give it to kids because they who are old enough to chap what's going on. Because the davar shabedusha that they can do, it's chinuch, which is taka the minute that we do today. Oy kazav shom she'in asgan rashi lechabit b'mitzvah hagba v'mishiyad of raisusin. This is good advice that the gabbai should not give a hagba to someone who has shaky hands. Oy lezakein v'tashkayach, like you just said, someone who's elderly and weak. Sheyadua shehu magbioi le losheves miyad. Even if he manages to do it, he's gonna have to sit down right away. He won't have the strength to hold the clap of the people. So he's making a point. We, most gaboim, are just like, can the guy pick it up or not? If he can't pick it up, you know, it's too risky. But what about if he could pick it up, but he's not going to be able to hold it up there long enough for people to see it? So he says that also, the gabbai should avoid giving it to such a person. It's also a good idea if you have someone who doesn't know that the gabbai should tell him, listen, here's the chayim. You've got to pick it up. You've got to open it. Three amudim. You've got to show it to the people. And that person also, who's weak, can't do it properly, should avoid doing it. Okay? The guy who pays the money comes before the gadol. Reb Yossi, I'm sure you have a lot to say about that. Magen Avram. There's no one here who bought it. They give it to whoever they want. It's certainly proper to give it to the Gadol. Okay, so here you go. Here you have it. Make Hagba great again. And they're noyeg to sell Haitzon Achnasa because of Beroiv Am. It's not clear to me what selling Haitzon Achnasa has to do with Beroiv Am. Maybe it's just an extension. In other words, the idea of glorifying and being mechav of the mitzvah. So just like Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, you're glorifying the king by having a lot of people who are din, you're glorifying the king by auctioning off the kibbutzim, and people pay a lot of money for it. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Benir that calls him Ma'iri Hashemin and the name of the Zeshakasu Shaksav Yineged Panov. That you should not say. Okay, you know what? I'm going to leave this out because I really spoke it out already. So we will move on to the next area of halacha. Okay, here we go. Sayer Tehila Liyayna, he says like this. We saw Mahavi Machlekes Rishonim Be'eze Galilo Arya Gemara Yesh Mefarshim the Arya Bahagoylo Koydim Akriya Shemamti Amokim Hechi Tzarech Lahaschil. Some say he's showing where you should start from. V'yesh Mefarshim Duhu Agoylo Oizim B'Mitpachas La'achar Akriya. Sometimes the one who wraps it up after the reading. Ulefi Pirish Arishin Dekoy Almamti Akriya Tzarech Loimar Kimay Shekos Levaran Shemechadun Agodol Shebeis Haknesses Bozeh V'yesher Loimar Shemechadun Agodol Shebekruim. That it's impossible to say that you give the kovid to the ones who the greatest among those who read it, the Adayin Le Karu. They haven't read yet. Okay, so a big raya that you do it afterwards is because it says the Gadol Shebekruim. If you hold it's the Gadol Shebekruim, it has to be that it's referring to after the Kriyas HaTayra. The Ayin Shulchan Aruch Shepasak Shetzerich Chabad HaGadol Shebekruim U'medivar of Muchach the Ari Beglidus Shel Acher HaKriya. It's Muchach V'Shulchan Aruch that even though there is a Hagba at the beginning, but it's Muchach and it's talking about Glilo at the end. If it means the one who's picking it up, one who's rolling it, the Mechaber says that after the Kriyas HaTorah, they only roll it. So it comes out, says the Sefer Tehillah Yonah, you have to say that according to the Cheshbon, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you give it to the Gadol among those who read. Which means, Baal Korachach is talking about the Glila that goes afterwards, which means it has to mean actual Glila, not the Hagbah. Because according to the Mechaber, the Hagbah of picking it up and showing it to everyone is the Hagbah before Kriyas HaTorah. There are no Kruim. So it comes out, according to the Mechaber, that he clearly argues in the Ramah, in this Svara, that it's not the Magbiah, but it's in fact the one who's doing Glila. Okay? Which is a very interesting Machlaikis. Even though the Ramah says, and when it says the one who's Gailu means the Magbiah, clearly the Mechaber holds it means the one who's actually doing the wrapping. Because according to the Mechaber, there is no Hagbah afterwards. Okay? Let's see quickly the Kaf HaChaim over here. Kaf HaChaim was, as you probably all know, a Sephardisha. Shamar Pnei HaKsivis, Ratevis, it's a typo, it should be Mar Pnei HaKsiva, V'Ashkenazim Noyagim Leharois HaKsiva Achra Kriya, Kemo Shamar B'Slev Ramapa, that's the Ramah, U'Minig Nochon Hu Mepnei, and that's a proper minig, says the Kaf HaChaim, the Sephardisha. That's the right thing to do. Why? Seeing it is more important than reading from it. First they should read, and then show the ksiva to the people. Check, this should be in parentheses. Sherek Nazdel is bringing all the Maramakimis over here. Drop down to the next line. If they found an error in the Sefer Torah during the seventh Aliyah, in such a fashion that it's no longer needed to take out a new Sefer Torah, they should not say Vizayis HaTorah. Shalos Shuvos Ad Nepos, fine. Because of the Huat, they loimar Pasuk Teres Hashem Tamimo and Shom. Because of Vishare Yerushalayim Shar Tes Shem Eretz Yisrael Nagu Gam Ashkenazim Laasayis Hakomas Vagbah Sefer Torah. That in Eretz Yisrael of the minhag of the Ashkenazim was at some point that they did Hagbataka before Kriyas HaTorah, v'lekim and hogim and Ashkenaz, and not like the minhag in Germany, shekasav Marinu Reb Moshe, like the remote right. So very interesting, Rabbi Yossi. Maybe this is why you're so up in arms about this, is because even though you come from wonderful Ashkenazi stock, but you this one Eretz Yisrael, Dika.
I'm not Ashkenazi, I'm Sephardi.
Ah.
You are Sephardi too, even though you think you're Ashkenazi.
The what?
You are Sephardi too, because 15, 20 generations back, your ancestors were Sephardi.
They how do you know?
Eretz Yisrael to Europe after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. All Sephardi. They were not Polish Yid.
One second. If we assume that Sephardi means Spain, so how do you have Spanish Jews living in Eretz Yisrael by the Churban?
No, that's not what I said. All the Jews who lived in Eretz Yisrael were Sephardi. After the Churban, some were exiled to Rome, some were exiled to other places, and then they immigrated to Europe, and that's when they became Polish Yidden, eating gefilte fish, and cholent, and opening the Volozhin Yeshiva and everything. The Sephardim were there first. You better admit it.
So what you're saying is that when the Gemara says that there was Sinas Chinam by the Churban by Yesheni, that was the fault of the Sephardim.
Correct.
Oh.
And I can guarantee you that Moshe Rabbeinu did not wear a kapota, nor did he wear a frock, nor did he look like a Litvisher Rosh Yeshiva.
That is true. That is certainly true. He probably didn't wear blue jeans either.
No, I know that. But basically, he did not look like somebody from Lakewood or, you know.
I can assure you also that the Ramah didn't look like that either.
Correct. The Ramah, actually, there's some paintings of him where he looks like people used to be dressed with a turban on his head. That's the way he used to be dressed.
All right.
Anyway, I forget
the name of all. But you have to keep in mind that the Ramah lived in a period of time when people actually dressed.
Correct.
Because Manenu, felt the place in the clay there. That's okay. Moving along, we get to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, as we're going to see, has a lot to say on this. It says Aruch HaShulchan, Amrinam b'shuli Megillah, Asar Shekaru b'tayra, Hagol Shebehem Goyel Sefer Tayra, V'Hagoyel Nodol Shekaru Keneged Kulam, V'Yishnerim Davka Hagol Shebekoyrim, V'Yishnerim Hagol Shebeis HaKnesses, Afilu Enem HaKoyrim, V'Shnei Adeyes Hevi Atur, V'Shem Ho'Itter Ein Shom. V'Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef, V'Zev Aleph Tofas, Kepirish Rishayin, V'Zev L'Shayna Godol Shebeisim Shekaru b'tayra. Goylol or Egilim Liknoiser B'Dama Mikar Melchayv Mitzvah Akan L'Shoyner. The Einay Movin says Rav Shulchan. I don't understand. Lama Schar HaGoylol Gadol Kol Kach Lama Yugdal Ma Also. What's so great about what he's doing? UBaEmes Echem LeHarishayim Kalsav LeKoya LaGlila Shela Acher Akriya Ela LaGlila SheKoydem Akriya SheMamin Asif Toyra Almokem Akriya VeImkein Hu Amamtzi Akriyos Likreis Bohen. He's the one who is making the Kriya available. He's the one who's finding the right place, the kach sfari godol, therefore he gets schar. Avalatur v'shulchan aruch v'chol ha'poizkim le'itav sukein, they don't name on that way. V'im kein, lama sfari godol kol kach. Why does he have so much schar? So we saw that Bach says a lot of halachas you have to know and keep them carefully. V'efshem yishem duhu enem iniach shetiyah sefer Torah pesucha achar ha'kriya, because he's not leaving the sefer Torah open after the kriya, v'zeo kovel the sefer Torah. Okay, Aval, he continues, left-hand side. Midivri Rambam beperek Yud Beis mitfilo din Yud Ches lamadati pirish acher bezeh v'zeh l'shon Rambam v'chol mishu gadol v'choch makoydim likreis v'acherin shigoyel sefer Torah noitos char k'neged hakol. One of the gadol v'chochma reads first and the last one rolls the sefer Torah, he gets his char k'neged kulam v'fichach oile u'mashnim afilu gadol shebetzibur akal l'shoinei. Therefore, even the gadol shebetzibur goes up and does it. U'lefizeh ha'acherin u'agoylo. The last one is the goyel. V'zeh she'amra ha'gemara ha'gadol goyel v'nitl z'chak ha'gadol kulam pochi perusha ha'gadol yochoy la'alo y'sachroin v'liglol v'aval gav she'bizoyen hu v'yosachroin he's understanding the Rambam and saying even though really it's a bizoyen to be last she'bekruim v'nitl z'chak ha'gadol kulam mishum d'zoyche b'shnei mitzvahs. Okay, but the last one who gets the aliyah, he gets the z'chak because he gets two mitzvahs. B'mitzvahs kriya u'mitzvahs galila. So Zokta Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam is learning that the last one who lanes is the one who gets Galila, And when it says Godol gets it, it means even a Godol can get it, even though really being last to be Zion, but the last one gets two mitzvahs, which, by the way, is similar to the halacha, that the one who gets maftir also davens says the haftarah and davens musaf. And the reason is because maftir is a cheap aliyah. It's a cheap aliyah. It doesn't even count really towards the cheshbon of aliyahs. So to placate the guy who gets maftir, you give him the haftarah and musaf also. Now, maftir became the most chashuv aliyah because he got all this extra stuff. But originally, maftir was the cheapest aliyah. And they had to make it chashuv. So a similar idea over here, the guy who gets the last aliyah shvi, he's insulted. You gave me the last aliyah? No, you'll also get hagba. You get two mitzvahs, and therefore you get all the schar, keneged kulam, because you got two mitzvahs, not just one. That's the Rambam. Utmehani ala tur v'shulchan aruch shalahiviyu devarav klal v'dash ani mispali al minik shalonu shemechabdim ish nichbod lahagba satayra v'hagoylal hu adam katam. He said, I'm nispal that you give someone who's mechubed hagba hagba, and the goyal is adam katam, quite literally. So we saw that the Ramah already says, the Ramah says that when it says the goyal, it means the magbia. But says Aruch HaShulchan V'lachem Be'emes B'mdinaseinu M'batei Medrash Shal Chassidim, and L'chayri he means actually the Chassidim, the whom we refer to as Chassidim today. Magbim Atayra V'choyzrim Anichim Oysa Alabima V'goyalim Ba'atzman V'choyzrim V'noitim Oysa V'yeshiv Al-Safsol V'ishpasha Kerech HaMapet. He says the Chassidim are meaning that they pick it up and they put it back down on the bima, they roll it up, then they sit down, then if someone sits down on a chair, a regular person, and he wraps the mantle around it. The reason that they're doing this is because of this reason, that because we give a glila to a small person, so we really do the main hagba first, and then you give a katan to do the wrapping, which is after everything is done. It could be that the hagba that we do, where you're showing this every time to everyone, that's the ikar, and that's more important than the wrapping. But in the time of the Gemara, hagba was before, not after. So he names on that. That in fact is what the Gemara meant. So there you have it. Okay. Just in closing, I want to just point out one thing over here, and that is as follows. I'm going to stop here, but just to point out that perhaps we can understand all these shilas as follows. That is, do we understand that Hagba is a continuation of Kriyas HaTorah, or is it a new phase that has nothing to do with the Kriyas HaTorah itself? If you understand that Hagba is part of Kriyas HaTorah, it makes a lot of sense that you give a Hagba to one of the people who got an Aliyah. They're the ones who are part of Kriyas HaTorah, so one of those people should close out the Kriyas HaTorah. And if we take that approach, it makes a lot of sense why the one who does Hagba at the end of Kriyas HaTorah gets the Schar Keneged Kulam, because the Gemara in Bracha says that the one who finishes a mitzvah gets the schar of the whole mitzvah, as I state in Gemara. So if we understand that Hagba is part of Kriyas HaTorah, so then it makes a lot of sense that one of the kruim should get it because he's part of it, and he gets the schar of everyone because he's the one who's closing it out. And the Gemara in Bracha says that the one who finishes a mitzvah gets the schar of the whole mitzvah. Okay. Whereas the other sheetahs who hold that you just pick someone from the base medrash in general, they hold that no, Hagba Glila is a totally separate thing. It's not part of Kriyas HaTorah. It also makes sense then, according to the first sad that I'm saying, why we do it afterwards. Because it's the closing, it's the end of Kriyas HaTorah. It is to do the Hagba, it's part of Kriyas HaTorah. If you do it at the beginning, you haven't done Kriyas HaTorah yet, you have this separate thing called Hagba to show the Sefer Torah to everyone. All right, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll stop here, and I wish everyone a good tevach.
Thank you.
Zagat, be well.